Coming up, the Buena Vista Lions will be hosting a benefit for Rick and Mary Ullman among the many events that they're going to be taking part in this year. Jake Kleckner, president of the Buena Vista Lions, joining us in the studio. Sounds like you guys have got a lot of ducks in the row here for this week, don't you?
Yeah, it's been a very busy month and a half or so, we'll say here. We've had people running all over picking up donations, multiple messages back and forth, just trying to organize this benefit that we're working on for Rick and Mary Ullman. Just a little background, just in case nobody knows about this, but earlier in January, they had a gas leak and their house had exploded, and they lived just outside of Gotham. It was close enough that we could feel it, and I've heard another neighbor say that he could feel the impact from that. So if that just goes to show how big of an explosion that was. And then we did talk to their daughter, Crystal, and she let us know what happened. And, you know, her dad had been able to dig himself out of a pile of rubble and then go get his wife and then get to a vehicle outside where they had waited for EMS and fire to show up. So, really impressive.
Quite a story. It really is. And a lot of people know them. A lot of people were touched by the story, you know, that they're able to survive that. And I think a lot of people, Jake, as a result, have reached out, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And it's just amazing the amount of donations that have came in for this benefit. And this is, you know, for our Lions Club, this is one of our first benefits just for a family in the area. So it's a learning experience for us.
And it sounds like you've done well here so far. It's coming up Saturday 4 to 8 at the Lone Rock Community Center. And maybe you could talk about some of the donations you've had for people to bid on in the silent auction or the raffle or whatever, the bake sale?
Yeah, so we're having a silent auction / raffle and then a bake sale. And some of the bigger donations we've got in, you know, we've had several, you know, handmade quilts. We got a hauler grill from Chass on Smoke out of Basketball. And this one isn't necessarily a silent auction donation, but it was really nice. The 4th of July committee in Lone Rock actually donated money so we could rent the hall for that. So just it's nice seeing several small community groups kind of come together. Ithaca Lions is going to be helping us with the silent auction portion of it. And then there's some people from the Splash Pad Committee that offered to come and help us too. And then a few local people outside of our group have been helping with donations. So it's nice to see the whole community come together and focus on one thing and be able to help this family right now.
Indeed. And if somebody wants to donate money, maybe they can't be there on Saturday, is there a way they can do that, Jake?
Donations, if anybody wants to drop one off, we're taking donations up until April 1st, and they can be dropped off at 92921 Wisconsin Street, Gotham 53540. And if it's a monetary donation and you are looking to get a tax receipt in return, please make the checks out to the Ithaca Lions Foundation. They're helping us with this, and we're able to get that tax number through them.
Okay. Talk about some of the other things going on Saturday for the Ullman benefit. You got all kinds of food, it looks like?
Yeah, so TKO Barbecue, you know, Tim Ullman. We sat down and talked with him, and he's going to donate pulled pork for the event. And then with that, we're going to be getting coleslaw and having a meal. So we'll have pulled pork, coleslaw, chips, and a drink together as a meal, or they can be bought individually. We will have to-go containers, so if anybody's just wanting to come down and get food, not necessarily hang out, more than welcome to. And then we'll have other stuff, you know, maybe somebody doesn't want pulled pork, so we'll have nachos, and then the bake sale items like that.
Mm-hmm. And music will be a part of it?
Yes. So Doug Wallen, he is the last ride, and he actually reached out and volunteered his time for this event too, so that was very nice of him.
Very nice. So people can eat and visit and dance and have a good time. 4 until 8. I know that the Buena Vista Lions have been very busy. Maybe you could plot out your year and kind of let us know what you got planned in the near future, Jake.
Yeah, so starting in May is when we get really busy. But before that, on April 11th, we have our Easter egg hunt. So traditionally, our Easter event is either before Easter weekend or after Easter weekend, so that way our club members can spend that time with their family. So April 11th, starting at 1, we'll have our Easter egg hunt. And then starting in May, we have our second year of having our cornhole league down at the park. So that starts May 7th, and then it will run every Thursday until August 20th at 7 p.m., and then on April 16th at 7, we'll have an informational meeting down at the park for anybody wanting to join that. And then on May 3rd starts our car cruises, and those will go every other Sunday until September 20th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then for all of our events, we'll have concessions available on site.
The park, I know you've been, this is the, what, second or third year, you've been really putting the focus back on getting things going there, and any park improvements or goals you have for the future, Jake?
Yes, so if you haven't been down there since August of last year, we did recently put some playground equipment in right at the end of summer, so that was really nice. We look forward to doing that again this year. We already have a small stockpile of money, but if we could get somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000 to $25,000 by the end of the year would put a very solid chunk of playground in, and then give some of us a little more reason to relax.
There you go.
Knowing that, you know, there would be plenty of playground down at the park.
And by doing that, I mean selling concessions at a lot of these events coming up in the spring and summer. That's where, you know, that money goes back to the club,
yeah,
isn't it?
And that's where a majority of our money goes, is back into the park. We want to start putting a little bit more of it kind of into some of these benefits. So we've noticed recently just around us there's been several either tragedies or, you know, medical conditions or something. It's especially within our own group where we could redirect some funds to and not only benefit, you know, the community with the park, but try to do where we can everywhere else too.
Try to give back.
Yes, and recently we partnered with the Ithaca Lions Club, and we're doing the Second Harvest Food Bank up at the Ithaca School too, and that runs the third Thursday of the month. So flyers have been going around for that, and I've seen stuff on Facebook already.
So you kind of coordinate how many volunteers you need for each event then?
Yeah, usually, like for the Second Harvest, if we get about 10 people up there to help, that works out pretty good. You get a solid rhythm going.
And you've been doing some things for kids. I know you mentioned the Easter egg hunt, but you did last year, I think you did a fall event as well for kids, didn't you?
Yeah, so in the fall we do a Halloween. So we do hay rides and a costume contest, and we split that up between the park and the town hall so we can have the hay ride go around what I like to call the big block in Gotham. Not that there's a lot of those. And then take people up to the hall where the costume contest, and we do caramel apples, and you know, it's a free event, so everybody can come hang out. We're able to get pumpkins donated for free for it, so any kid who wants to carve a pumpkin, or some years they could carve 4 or 5 pumpkins and be just fine.
Awesome. Any thought about getting some tournaments back to the softball diamond, or are you working on that in the future?
We're trying. Either softball, you know, Little League, we're set up to do quite a variety of ages down there.
Kickball, maybe? Or
yeah, even kickball.
Whatever.
Would be fun.
Yeah.
We got the volleyball court down there. I've heard a little interest in getting a volleyball league down there. I'd like to put a second court in sometime, but it would be nice to have a guaranteed, you know, hey, we'll do it here if we could get a second court in. You know, something to kind of justify having to spend the roughly $500 to $750 that it costs for that.
Good. Well, the wheels are turning, it sounds like, for Buena Vista Lions. But first and foremost, you want to make sure that people come out for the Rick and Mary Omen benefit this
yes.
weekend, Jake. Yeah. So hopefully people will. 4 until 8 at the Lone Rock Community Center on Saturday. Anything else you want to add that maybe I didn't ask you?
Yeah, so I'll cover just on the chili cook-off portion of it. So anybody entering into the chili cook-off, all they need to bring is their crock pot with their chili, a ladle, and an extension cord to get us to an outlet. But we'll have toppings, bowls, you know, spoons, and everything we'll provide. It's free to bring your chili. We're going to, and this is our first year doing this, but we're going to try to do a $5 to taste however many you want. And then we'll have meat paddles going. So that'll be, those will be going throughout the day. We've got enough meat donations. Brian Pulvermacher, Straka Meats, and the Richland Locker, and Hipshill all donated to this event. So we'll have lots of meat paddles going out. And then we'll have a 50-50 raffle going a couple times throughout the day.
Wow. Well, great. You just need people to be there, right?
Yes. So 4 to 8, Lone Rock Community Building. If anybody needs that address, it is 156 East Liberty Street in Lone Rock.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for all you do, and to you and all the Buena Vista Lions, man.
Sounds good. Thank
you. Appreciate it. You bet. Jake Kleckner coming in. Again, the Rick and Mary Omen benefit is Saturday in Lone Rock.